welcome to our early service of worship here at Central Christian Church. We're so glad you're here. We are having some tremendous technical difficulties this morning with our old technology, but please do join us, and we're going to have a nice service of worship today and lift up the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this the second Sunday of Easter, and so we were having some real trouble with our technology this morning, and so we're trying to broadcast without our normal tripod and from a different angle, but I guess that's the fun of this season of our lives right now, as we're adapting to some new technology. But we did want to start by singing a song of worship, and this is a song of Easter, because this is not the end of Easter, but this is a season of Easter. And so last week we tried to sing the song, Christ the Lord is Living Today, or is Risen Today, and we did sing that song, but we're going to sing it again, because I heard some people say that they around the country would like to sing that song again. So let's sing this song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and I have a recording. We had hoped to get this ready for last time, and again, the challenge of technology, and here we go again. My computer's gone offline. I'm trying to hold two and three different things in my hand at once, so I'll see if I can't get this up, the music that we have from Ross, to sing our song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Requires a password. Absolutely. Here we are live, dealing with technology. Okay, but let's sing together, and I've got Ezekiel now sitting with me, and Eden, come over here too, and we're going to sing the song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, as we begin together this time of worship. So glad that you all can join us. Let's sing.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. All creation join to say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, alleluia.
Okay, we did that to start with the music, and that was a little bit limited, so we're going to sing one more version of this. Eden, stay up here. Ezekiel, hold the mic for me, and we're going to sing just one more time through, Soar We Now Where Christ Is Led.
We now where Christ has led, alleluia. Following our exalted head, alleluia. Made like him we rise, alleluia. Ours across the
We've sung our first hymn this morning on the day of bad technology, and now we're going to have a prayer as we start, and because Nikki's holding the phone, then I'll lead us in a word of prayer, and then we'll see what happens. So let's pray. God, we are so blessed, and we are blessed by the foundation of our faith, and even when things seem uncertain and chaotic, God, we know that your promises are true and that we can trust in you in all things. And we do celebrate your resurrection on this second Sunday of Easter, and we celebrate new life, and we celebrate that these promises are true also for us in Jesus' name. And now we ask your blessing upon everyone that is within the sound of our voice. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And so now Nikki is going to invite Eden forward, and we're going to see if we can't have a children's message this morning.
Well, good morning. So I have a big question for you this morning. I didn't bring anything fun like last week with the confetti eggs, but I have a big question for you this morning, and that is, do you know what the word doubt means?
It means you don't believe in something.
Okay, it means you don't believe something. That's a good definition. Has there ever been something you have doubted? Is there anything you've ever doubted? Can you think of something? No, you've never had a doubt in your whole life long? Never? I know a time. I know there's been times since we've been doing online school that you doubt if I really know what I'm talking about sometimes. Would that be a true statement?
Yes.
Yeah, there's times you really doubt that I know what I'm talking about. So, but today's story that we're going to hear about, the scripture, is about someone who's become really famous for doubting. And he's kind of become known as Doubting Thomas. And he doubted something even greater than if his mom knew what she was talking about when math came into question. Doubting Thomas, it's told that he was there. He wasn't there the first time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after that first Easter. And when he came and they told him what happened, he said, I can't believe it until I see myself, until I can see his hands, until I can see the piercings. I just can't believe it. Does that make sense to you, to not believe something you haven't ever seen? Yeah, of course. And I think sometimes Doubting Thomas gets a bad rap because we all have doubts. We all have times that we don't know the answer. We're not really sure. But what ends up happening is Jesus appears to Thomas and Jesus says, here you go. Here's what you needed to see. And Thomas immediately says, my Lord and my God. And Jesus says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Do you know who that's talking about?
Him.
You and me. Because have you ever seen Jesus in real life? Has Jesus ever appeared to you in real life? Not in physical form, right?
No.
So really who Jesus is talking to is Jesus is talking to you and me. People that didn't walk the earth with Jesus, but still believe and have faith. And so I like Thomas. Thomas is one of my favorites because I think he's real. Because we all have times of doubt. And God says, it's okay. It doesn't change who I am. I am God. And not your doubts or concerns or worries or fears can change who I am or my love for you. So on this Sunday when we remember Doubting Thomas, I just want you to remember it's okay sometimes to have doubt. Mm-hmm. But our faith needs to be bigger than our doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Think that makes sense to you?
Yes.
All right, well, let's have a prayer. God, we thank you for always believing in us. God, we thank you for never giving up on us. Even when we have doubts and fears and worries, God, your love never changes. We thank you, and we thank you for the children and the families gathered together this day. Blessings, God, on all. In your loving name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Eden.
Amen. Thank you, and I'm grateful that we have people tuning into our service this morning, you know, regardless, and we are trying to do our best to have a service of worship under the circumstances. This morning, my phone fell on the floor and broke, and we're having to record up on an up and down format rather than on a side to side, and also we're not able to fit in a tripod. But this is our worship service, not only for our community of faith, but also for people that are watching here and around the world. And that's one of the exciting things about being the church in this time, is we do know that we're broadcasting to people here and around the world. And let's try and keep that video straight if we can. And watch and just pay attention and just look and see. Okay? Okay. We have a prayer list, a list of prayer concerns that we're going to lift up and just make a mention of a few, and then we're going to lift up any needs and also those that go unmentioned. We're going to lift these also up in prayer. So the prayers that we want to lift up especially today are for Bob, who lost his wife Peggy, and Peggy, somebody very close to all of us, and we had
virtual memorial service for us, but we still hold her close in our hearts. And also Beverly, who lost her son, Brad. We have some others. Eric's sister, Angela, is in need of our prayers. Adelaide is in need of our prayers. She's back at home. A friend of members of our church named Sharon, and then also a friend of a member of our church named Kathy. We also have those that are in long-term care, Don and Jean and Jan and others in long-term care in our church family. And we are also praying for a friend of my wife's, Jocelyn. And then we're praying for the church in Ponca City, Oklahoma, and their pastor at this time.
Well, and I have one additional prayer. Today is the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing of the Murrow Building. And so I just want to remember that on this anniversary and the lives that it still continues to impact, even 25 years later, the families of the first responders and those who survived and those who did not. So on this anniversary, it's just important to also remember that day 25 years ago.
Amen. So we do, we keep all of these in our prayers, and let's bow our heads and we'll have a word of prayer and lift all of these up on this Sunday morning. And God, we trust in you and we call on your name and we ask your blessing upon each one that is mentioned and that is unmentioned. And God, we know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we can trust that you are with us and that you walk with us and that you guide us and direct us in the way that we should go. And God, even in these times of uncertainty, we pray for your peace, we pray for your calm, we pray for a spirit of love, and that we can trust that your promises are true. God, even when we don't know what the future will bring, help us to trust that you do know the future, and that we don't have to worry about these things because we can trust that you will give us the strength to meet each obstacle and to, the strength to surmount every circumstance, even when there are things that we haven't experienced before. And God, we ask your blessing upon each one that's within the sound of our voice and each one that is in our hearts, those that we're concerned over. God, we pray that we can take our worry and we can transform it into praise and in worship, God, and turn these problems over to you, whatever may be burdening us. God, we pray for this hurting world. We pray for this pandemic of coronavirus, and we do pray for your healing, and we do pray for all those that are fighting these things on the front lines and those that are making hard decisions about these things even now. God, we pray for this country, and we pray for the financial insecurity that is affecting so many in these times, and we do pray for an end to these very difficult times and that you will get us back to a normal, even if that's a new normal, God, that you will guide us and direct us in the way that we should go. God, we just turn it all over to you, and we trust in you and in your Son, Jesus Christ, and by his Holy Spirit, and we do ask for a dose of your healing power, and that we can trust in you in all things. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we pray even as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily glory forever. Amen. 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 Well, this is our service of worship for what it is, and we're going to try to share a message here under the circumstances, and I guess I'll share the scripture mm-hmm. for the day. So the scripture that we have for this day is again, as Nikki has shared with us, the story of Doubting Thomas, which is in John's Gospel. In fact, that's the only place that we find this lesson, is in John's Gospel. And it's in verses 24 through 29. So let me lift up the scripture, and then Nikki and I are going to share about our reflection on the scripture this morning. But the scripture says that Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. So this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the story of doubting Thomas as we share on the Sunday after Easter, and the message of the resurrection still continues. Thanks be to God this day. Amen.
I know I'm going to go ahead and get started, because for me, I can think of this scripture I don't think has ever spoke more highly or more loudly to me as it does in this situation and even this morning. There have been times, as Kanan said at the beginning, we started this service with some technical difficulties and actually had to start and end and start and end trying to figure it out. And I even had a moment of doubting if we'd even get started at 10. And so being here and seeing the life, I understand how Thomas probably felt that morning. You know, life felt dark. He had not seen, you know, his Savior, his friend, his personal friend was gone. And I'm sure the world felt lonely and scary and confusing. And he showed up that day and people were happy and he just wasn't. I mean, he was still concerned and he was still worried. And I think Thomas gets a real bad rap, because like I was saying to Eden in the children's sermon, to me, Thomas is human. Thomas had just lost his friend. Thomas had just, the world was scary and he doubted. And I know for me, there's been times when all this pandemic started, I thought, well, we'll do 2 weeks at home. You know, we'll keep our isolation. We'll keep the kids entertained. We'll make cupcakes and it'll be kind of a fun 2 weeks and then we'll go back to normal. And here we are on 6 weeks. And there's a part of me wondering what's going on. I mean, I even had a moment the other day when I thought, is everybody else actually out of social isolation and we just didn't get the memo? Because it feels like it's been going on so long. And so this story reminds me, at least for me right now, where it's speaking to my heart, is in my doubts, in my worries, in my time of fear and uncertainty, in my time of frustration because things aren't going the way we thought they'd go, God doesn't change. And God accepts us in our moments of doubt. God accepts us in our moments of weakness. And God shows up in the darkest of places, in the most frustrating of places, in the times that we don't have the answers or maybe the knowledge. And God is God. And that doesn't change. A pandemic can't change that. Technology not working as it should can't change that. And God accepts us as we are. And that's where this is speaking to me today. I love that image of Thomas doubting and Jesus showing up and saying, I hear you have your doubts. Because I often kind of feel that way in my prayer life sometimes. I can start a prayer and be concerned about, you know, so many things. And then it's almost as if in my quiet, in my stillness, I feel God's whispering, I got you. It's going to be okay. The things you're worried about aren't the things I'm worried about. The things that bother you are not the things that bother me, because I am God and I got this. And so this morning I feel like Thomas, in a way, is speaking directly into our current situation, where Jesus and God shows up and says, here I am. I haven't changed. I'm not going anywhere. And I love you.
Yeah, and I know this story of doubting Thomas, I think it does speak to this generation. I think we do think, as I was saying this morning, we think of us as the generation with doubts, and we see people and how the people are not attending church, the way that they did even when we were growing up, and we think, well, this is such a skeptical generation and a doubting generation. But that's one of the things I've always appreciated about this story, is it reminds us that there's nothing new under the sun, mm-hmm. and that people have doubted throughout history, and that's okay. And I think sometimes people believe that God may not be big enough for their doubts. I run into people, you know, like this a lot, where they're hesitant to voice their doubts because they feel like maybe that's going to separate them from God. And mm-hmm. I think this story shows that Thomas, one of Jesus' very disciples who voiced his doubts, was by no means separated from God. In fact, Jesus made a special appearance to him, mm-hmm. you know, to this man who doubted. And so I think that's the power. The message is here for us. You know, it speaks to us today. And this character, I think, speaks to people in our generation, you know, specifically today.
Well, and I think right now, you know, I would guess right now to be human is to have doubts. I mean, we doubt what's going to happen with the economy, you know, what's going to happen, you know, over the next, you know, few weeks, what's going to happen with our family members that we can't see and can't, you know, touch and hug, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, I know for me personally, I'm a pretty optimistic human being. And, you know, this time right now, these 5 weeks, they've been hard. They've been hard. We're, you know, I doubt when will social isolation even end and what will the world look like? And I think that this character of Thomas and God coming in through Jesus and making that special appearance to me speaks louder than it's ever spoke to me. I said that last week too, how Easter's taking on a whole new meaning in my life of this new life and new resurrection. And I feel that way with Doubting Thomas. I've never related so much to Doubting Thomas. I remember growing up, my childhood pastor, I remember him saying at one point when I was in high school, and he said, "Do you not think God is large enough to deal with your doubts? Do you limit God to deal, you know, to not be able to handle your doubts?" And that spoke so highly to me as a teenager, and speaks even more highly to me now as an adult, because I think, you know, God is big enough and great enough to handle our worries and our fears, our doubts and our uncertainties. And I think that this message to me is speaking very loudly to my heart. It's almost as if God knew I needed to hear that even in my doubts and worries and concerns and fears, even when I'm disappointed and things don't go as I want, God is God. And God is working, and God can take anything and turn it into love and beauty.
Well, you know, and maybe in his words, we're going on, this is the message that I needed to hear, because I am just, I'm finding myself, you know, these little things, this technology, the angle of the camera that's pointing up towards the ceiling, it's absolutely driving me nuts. And it's these little tiny things. I mean, the fact is, we trust in a God who's got everything under control. Mm-hmm. And then yet I get bent out of shape because these little things are not under my control. And the fact is, nothing is under my control.
Nothing.
I mean, it's an illusion to think these things are under our control. And, you know, here we've been just doing this for a month. You know, we've had these services, and, you know, at least we had a tripod. You know, it's just like, you know, it's simple, an iPhone 6 and a tripod. You know, that's all we're working with. But, and then, you know, and then that's missing, and I start to get into fear and into frustration. And I guess I fail to trust that God has got this thing under control. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking back on this here, I've been sitting here this whole time thinking, I'm just going to cancel this video and we'll do a new video and we'll get a new tripod, you know. And I think, you know, this may be just a reminder, you know, looking back on this video, you know, maybe a reminder. This was the Sunday of Doubting Thomas. You know, this is the Sunday where the message is to say, you know, let go of all of your control, you know. Trust that there's something that's bigger than you, you know.
Well, and I think it's trusting that God is working, and God is working harder than you are. And I think that that's the thing that we sometimes forget. And we also have to remember that we are now in 6 weeks of social isolation. And what I've seen, at least in our family, we're getting real here now, people. What I've seen, at least in our family, is this week has been more tears and bickering and confusion and frustration. And it's real. The first 2 weeks was kind of like a honeymoon. We weren't sick. It was kind of like a little mini vacation. You know, things were going okay. And here we are now, we're starting week 6. And it's real. And I think that this message of Doubting Thomas is so important, not just to our family, but to the world right now, to say, you're right, you were never in control. We were never in control of anything we thought we were in control of. The only thing we've ever been in control of is our attitude, and that's all. And this week, I think our family has been lacking in some of that control of attitude. So we're laughing at Ezekiel because this managing. But anyway, this is just a real service coming from our living room to show you that we are not professionals in technology, but we do know the love of God. And what I know is that God works in mysterious ways and that God equipped us with an attitude and with humor. And so this story of Doubting Thomas, I'll keep saying it, it is speaking so highly to my heart. And I hope that for everyone out there, what we can take from this story, if I could have you take one thing, it's to remember that God loves you. God loves us when we doubt, and God loves us when we're certain, and God loves us when things go exactly how we planned. And God loves us when nothing goes according to the plan. So if nothing else, remember that all we have control of is our attitude. And Thomas knew that. As soon as Jesus appeared to Thomas on that day, he didn't argue with Jesus. He didn't bicker with Jesus. He didn't feel like he'd been left out of anything. Instead, he stood there and he said, "My Lord and my God." And that is who I want to be in this season of so much uncertainty, in this season of such craziness in the world, in our family, in, you know, everywhere I look. I still see God. I still see God working, and I still see God being God. And the great thing is that we are not God. And so I give thanks to Thomas. I give thanks for this story of Doubting Thomas, because it brings comfort to my soul, not just in this time, but in all times, that it is okay to be human, that God loves our humanness. It's how God created us to be. And when you are feeling lost out there, just remember that God loves you, and that no doubt, no worry, no fears, no uncertainty, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. And so I appreciate you guys tuning in today, and may you be blessed knowing that God is with you through this time and in all seasons, when life is easy and when life is hard. God is God, and we are not. And praise be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know, you know, I mean, I guess that's kind of the point, isn't it? You know, it's not working for us that great today, but, you know, God's in control, and we just, you know, we can let it go. And I'm glad that we all have a chance that we can be here together. And let's join together. We're going to have a song now, and we're going to get on to the main event, which is communion in our tradition, because we know that this provision is there for all of us, you know, whether we have a good day or a bad day, whether we're stumbling through or whatever. And I think, you know, God may be this story of Doubting Thomas, you know, here's the message for me: get over yourself, you
exactly.
know, and I'm right here in the middle of it, you know,
you
I'm
are.
Right here in the middle of it, you know, interminably frustrated with technology. And guess what? You know, God is using this to provide a message anyway. So, you know, God
bless.
Well,
and I think it's also a reminder that we were not called to be perfect. We're not. We are not called to be perfect. We are called to love God, and we're called to serve God in whatever circumstances and whatever place we find ourselves. So this morning, Canaan is praising God with frustration in his heart, and I'm finding a lot of humor in this. So I hope you guys are too. So the great thing is God's got us. God's got us when we got it under control, and God's got us when we don't. So let's sing a song.
And I'm going to get Eden to come up. Eden's been practicing this song with me, so, you know, even we may not be able to get her on the camera angle. You know, that's actually a selfie stick. You can shoot it out that way. And if you point it going down this way, okay. it'll look this direction. Yay! Okay, now here's Eden. Squeeze into the frame, okay. Eden. And Ezekiel, you can sing too, even though you're trying to hold the camera on us. The song is Shout to the Lord. It goes like this. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains shall down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands, forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. We're going to sing that again because that actually really warmed my heart today. Let's do it. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there's none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Amen. And thank you, Eden. That's a big help. And so glad we can have the kids. And we've got great kids helping out with our time of worship. And, you know, these are things that we need to give thanks to God for and not take for granted. So thanks, kids, for helping us out. And we're moving now to the time of communion. And, of course, in our service, communion is the most sacred time. This is the time where we commune with Jesus and the disciples as God has commanded us to do. And we're going to see what happens is if you tip it up this way, it changes the angle. So let's change it down the angle down and we'll put it there on the table. And it's okay. I can give directions to my kids here in real time because we've already had enough. Here, we'll hold it myself. We're looking at something like that. And Ezekiel will take that. And then because Ezekiel's going to play some music for us, and he's just so great in helping out with the communion and such. But we're here to the time where we're sharing the communion meal, and we're going to share it here across the miles. And this is how we commune with our Lord, because we're communing not just with the bread and the cup, but in the very spirit of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, it was on that night he was betrayed, and he took the bread, it says, and they were gathered with the disciples in the upper room. And so do take out your bread. We're sharing this across the miles, and whatever you may be using for the bread and the cup, we're sharing communion together today. And the scripture says how Jesus took the bread and holding the microphone in his one hand, No, he took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it says, and he gave it to the disciples. And he said, take and eat, this is my body broken for you. And then likewise, Jesus took the cup, the scripture says, after supper, and he shared it with the disciples. And he said to them, this cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God this day and always. Amen. And now we will share. I think we're doing enough right now. Nikki's got her hands full. So we're going to share communion with you. And I'll say to you, this is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the cup of new life shed for you. Take and eat. Take and drink. Eden, come over. We're going to share it with you. You don't have anything in your hands. Eden, here's the body of Christ broken for you. There you go. Get you a big old piece. There's the bread of Christ. The blood of Christ shed for you. The cup of new life. Thanks be to God. Amen and amen. Well, thank you all for joining our worship service this morning. And please do share pictures of how you took communion at home and share them on the web page, and we'll post them online, or share them here on this Facebook page, and we'll share these with the people that are watching. But so glad that we can participate, because we can feel the love, and we can see the comments coming across our screen from people that are watching. And so great to be able to be part of a church family, so great that we can know that we have this firm foundation of faith. And I'd like for us to sing a song as we close, the closing song that we did this morning. And I mentioned this morning, Ezekiel and I had a service also this morning, just for about 10 minutes, a sunrise service. And I mentioned that we were singing this song with the hallelujahs. Ezekiel, you can just keep sitting at your harp, because you're going to play as we close out. But this song is called Hallelujah, I'm Ready. So we're going to sing this hallelujah on our way out as we leave this place today. Hallelujah, I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I'm ready. I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah, I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. In the darkness of night, not a star was in sight on a highway that leads down below. But Jesus came in and saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm ready. I can hear voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah, I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Let's do that. Hallelujah, I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready. I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah, I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Amen. And we'll go out on the benediction, and then Ezekiel will play us something on his harp as we close. But now for the benediction, let's pray. And now may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all through Jesus Christ our Lord this day and always. Amen.